Listen then to God's word for the 19th Sunday after Pentecost, which focuses our attention on one of the things that oftentimes winds up being very, appealing in our lives, in such a way that it can get in between our relationship between us and God. The Old Testament King Solomon talked about that in the first lesson that we have today, Ecclesiastes chapter 5. We'll read verses 10 to 20. Solomon calls on us to recognize where money should be in our lives. He says, "Anyone who loves money is never satisfied with money, and anyone who loves wealth is never satisfied with his income. This too is vanishing vapor. When goods increase, so do those who eat them. What profit then does the owner get except to see these things with his eyes? The worker's sleep is sweet, whether he eats little or much, but a rich person's abundant possessions allow him no sleep. I have seen a sickening evil under the sun, wealth hoarded by its owner to his own harm, or wealth that is lost in a bad investment. Or a man fathers a son, but he has nothing left in his hand to give him. As he came out from his mother's womb, so he will go again, naked as he came. From his hard work he can pick up nothing that he can carry away in his hand. This too is a sickening evil. Just as he came, so he will go. So what does he gain, he who works for the wind? Besides this, during all his days he eats in darkness with great frustration, sickness, and anger. So then, here is what I have seen to be good. It is beautiful to eat, to drink, and to look for good in all a person's hard work which he has done under the sun during the few days of his life that God has given him, for that is his reward. Likewise, for everyone to whom God has given wealth and riches, if God has also given him ability to eat from it, to enjoy his reward, and to rejoice in the results of his hard work, this is a gift of God. For the man seldom reflects on the days of his life, since God keeps him busy with the joy in his heart." The word of the Lord. Psalm today is Psalm 128 on page 128 in the hymnal. Psalm 128. Second lesson today comes from St. Paul's first letter to Timothy, chapter 6. We'll start at verse 6 and then we go on at verse 17. This also serves as the sermon text for today, so listen closely. Paul says, "But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we certainly cannot take anything out. But if we have food and clothing, with these we will be satisfied. Those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and many foolish and harmful desires, which plunge them into complete destruction and utter ruin. For the love of money is a root of all sorts of evils. By striving for money, some have wandered away from the faith and have pierced themselves with many pains. Instruct those who are rich in this present age not to be arrogant or to put their hope in the uncertainty of riches, but rather in God, who richly supplies us with all things for our enjoyment. Instruct them to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they are storing up for themselves the treasure of a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is truly life. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Alleluia. We'll use in the gospel acclamation the one that is for the word, I believe, is the one I want. Yes, the word, God's word. Please rise to show your respect for the gospel. The gospel today is recorded in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16. We start at verse 1. Jesus also said to his disciples, "There was a rich man who had a manager who was accused of wasting his possessions. The rich man called him in and said to him, 'What is this that I hear about you? Give an account of your management because you can no longer be manager.' Manager said to himself, 'What will I do, since my master has taken away the management position from me? I'm not strong enough to dig. I'm ashamed to beg. I know what I'll do, so that when I am removed from my position as manager, people will receive me into their houses. He called each one of his master's debtors to him. He asked the first, 'How much do you owe my master?' He said, 600 gallons of olive oil. He said to him, 'Take your bill, sit down quickly, and write 300. Then he said to another, 'How much do you owe?' And he said, 600 bushels of wheat. He said to him, 'Take your bill and write 480. The master commended the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly. For the children of this world are much more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the children of light are. I tell you, make friends for yourselves with unrighteous mammon, so that when it runs out, they will welcome you into eternal dwellings. The person who is faithful with very little is also faithful with much. And the person who is unrighteous with very little is also unrighteous with much. So if you have not been faithful with unrighteous mammon, who will entrust you with what is really valuable? If you've not been faithful with what belongs to someone else, who will give you something to be your own? No servant can serve two masters. Indeed, either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon." The Gospel of the Lord. We'll continue then with our sermon hymn. You may be seated. It's number 807. 807.